Welcome back, everybody. Today is day 6 of our Advent Retreat series. We're so happy to have you with us.
Thank you for being here with us. And a little question for you to consider. Have you been blessed by these videos? I know it's a blessing for us to be able to serve you this way. But would you consider helping us bless others by becoming part of our Patreon team? Our Patreon team are people who support us on a monthly basis that allow us to do what we do. We are dependent upon our viewers to support us, to help us proclaim the beauty of the Catholic faith to a hurting world. And so if you would consider that, we'd be very, very grateful. There'll be a link in the description as well at the end of this video. And today, Janelle, we are going to get into mental prayer. St. Alphonsus breaks mental prayer down into three parts: preparation, meditation, and conclusion. So we'll start with the first one, preparation. He has 3 points under preparation. The first one is an act of faith. Janelle, can you give us an example of that?
Well, there's an actual standard act of faith prayer that a person can pray on a regular basis. I know in our family, that's something that we've been working on this year, specifically for our children. So actually, one thing that's been really helpful for us is whenever we're learning a new prayer, I always print them out and then have them laminated, and then I put them on a ring. And then this way, our children can go through all the different prayers that they need to learn. So the act of faith is right here, because that is one of the prayers that we are working on this year. Yep. Oh my God, I firmly believe that you are one God in 3 divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I believe that your divine Son became man, died for our sins, and that he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe these and all the truths which the Holy Catholic Church teaches, because you who have revealed them, who can neither deceive nor be deceived.
So when you're beginning your mental prayer and you go into preparation, you can use a vocal prayer that you've memorized like that, or you can just be spontaneous and just make an act of faith saying, Lord, I believe that you are present here with me. Mm-hmm. You're in me, you are present to me, and you just, it can be very quick. It could be 5-10 seconds, Janelle's example, a little bit longer. Number two, in preparation, an act of humility or an act of contrition. Can you give an example of this?
Sure. First of all, like act of contrition, you could pray the act of contrition, which most of us know, oh my God, I'm heartily sorry for having offended thee. That's a very standard one. We usually use it during confession. But I thought it was really beautiful to do that at the beginning of mental prayer. In terms of an act of humility, one that I do is the Litany of Humility. Obviously, these might be longer than, you know, just praying one spontaneously. But it does avail ourselves to grow in the virtue of humility.
Okay, so again, you can make these with vocal prayer through memorized ones that you have, or you can just do it spontaneously. So you say, Lord, I need you. I ask your forgiveness for all my sins. I humble myself before you and to throw myself into your mercy. You know, mm-hmm. just whatever comes to your mind, to your heart, in the context of asking God's mercy and humbling yourself before him. And then number three, an act of petition for light. And that's just simply going to God and saying, hey, I need your help to pray. Enlighten me by your grace so that I can meditate properly. Because we can't pray as we ought without the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And so this is a quick little spontaneous prayer from the heart. Lord, I need your light.
Mm-hmm. But this is just the preparation part of mental prayer.
Yeah.
Okay.
And depending on how you do that, it could be very, very quick, or it might be longer if you use some of those vocal prayers that we've mentioned already. So we've covered preparation. Let's get into meditation.
When you make meditation in private, you may always use a book and stop when you find yourself most touched. St. Francis de Sales says that in this we should be as the bees that stop on a flower as long as they find any honey in it, and then pass to another. We should stop at those passages in which the soul finds nourishment.
See, I just find that so beautiful. So you pick up a book of spiritual reading, and when you read it, there'll be something that just catches your attention. So you stop and you place your heart and your mind upon it. You don't rush to the next sentence. You don't rush to the next paragraph. You don't rush until the end of the book and say, well, how does he conclude this? No, you just stop in that moment, because if something catches your attention, that's God's grace working upon your heart. And so we want to work where God works. And in that moment, he's working with those words. You stop and you allow yourself to be nourished by that truth. St. Teresa of Avila said that she prayed 17 years with one single book. So we're so busy in our culture with projects. We got to go this way, this way, this way, from one thing to the other. You got to slow down with prayer. And if there's something that catches your attention, stop and be with that. I have been praying for almost a year with this book. And I probably could pray 17 years with this book. It's The Glories of Mary with St. Alphonsus Liguori. I have read it quickly, but there's times where I just stop and I sit with it. And a lot of our videos that we do now come out of my mental prayer, and they're based upon this book as well. So St. Alphonsus breaks down meditation into three parts. The first part is affections.
When you reflect on the point of the meditation just read and feel any pious sentiment, raise your heart to God and offer Him an act of humility, of confidence, love, sorrow, gratitude, resignation, thanksgiving, and so on.
Okay, here you are. You've just read something. The Holy Spirit has caught your attention. The words have stood out to you. What do you do with it? Well, you stop. And then when you stop, you sit with it for a bit, and then you might feel as St. Alphonsus says, a pious sentiment arise within your heart. You might be moved to make an act again of faith, or an act of thanksgiving, or an act of surrender, or an act of humility, or to ask God's mercy. But let that spontaneously arise. Don't try and force it. So you're with that text, the Holy Spirit inspires you, and then you respond with an affection. And let that be the cry of your heart in that moment. And then sometimes when you make that cry of affection from your heart, then you can go back to that sentence again. And you sit with it. And all of a sudden it develops and it deepens. And you are moved to make another affection, maybe of sorrow or of delight or of praise to God. And then you can keep on affection, expressing that and going back to that text. And you can go back and forth with that for a while. And it also might cause another holy thought to be inspired from that initial one. So then you can sit with that one for a bit, and then all of a sudden you will have another affection and another expression of praise or thanksgiving that you want to make. And when you find yourself kind of stopping with, or you've completed those expressions, then you go back again to that text and you place your mind upon it.
Can you tell you're really passionate about this?
I love praying this way. Second part of meditation, petition.
It is very profitable in mental prayer, and perhaps more useful than any other act, to repeat petitions to God, asking with humility and confidence His graces.
So you're sitting with the text, you've been moved with an affection expression, and now you feel also maybe you need to ask God for something related to that affection. So that's your petition. And basically, we're just asking for God's will to be done in that area of our lives that has been illuminated by His grace here. Third point about meditation, resolution.
It is necessary to make a particular resolution in the meditation, as, for example, to avoid some particular sin or some defect into which you have more frequently fallen, to practice some particular virtue, such as to suffer the annoyance you receive from another person, to obey more exactly a certain superior, to perform some particular act of mortification. The same resolutions have to be made several times until we find we have got rid of the defect or acquired the virtue. Afterwards, do not fail to reduce to practice the resolutions you have made as soon as the occasion is presented. So this actually reminds me of a video that I saw of a priest who was speaking about, you know, making resolutions or, you know, trying to get rid of certain vices or grow in different penances. He would choose something for an entire month and work on that one thing every single day for that month. And I thought that was a really great idea, because I know for myself, I do actually do this already, where I put a little resolution, but I found when I was changing it every single day, I was forgetting what my resolution was. And then this way, if I work on the same thing every single day, then I can hopefully overcome that by God's grace within the month's time.
And the third part about mental prayer, conclusion. And there's 3 points.
Number one, thanking God for the lights received. Number two, making a firm purpose to keep our resolutions. Number three, asking God for the sake of Jesus and Mary to give us the grace to be faithful to our resolutions.
Now, this part doesn't have to be very long. The more that you pray this way, the more you will remember the general form of this prayer. Now, Janelle, you had something in addition at the end.
Just a last thing. Well, St. Alphonsus said that we cannot omit one thing. and that is to pray for the holy souls in purgatory. And I totally believe that. I feel like we have everything to gain in praying for the holy souls, you know, and they need our prayers. So one thing that we've started doing is we pray the may the souls of the faithful departed through the mercy of God rest in peace after every single time we pray grace. And we did actually just decided today before these readings that we're going to commit to doing this for life, because we were kind of like, maybe we'll just do this for November. Now that the kids know the prayer by heart, maybe we don't need to do it anymore. But no, like, I feel like we need to keep praying for these holy souls multiple times a day for the rest of our lives.
We made a life commitment today, friends. This is what St. Alphonsus says about this.
Be careful never to omit at the end of meditation to recommend to God the souls in purgatory and all poor sinners. St. John Chrysostom says, nothing more clearly shows our love for Jesus Christ than our zeal in recommending our neighbors to him.
So friends, thank you so much for watching today. If you want to become a Patreon member, again, the link will be at the end of this video. We appreciate that support, so thanks for the consideration. The rosary is going to be right up there. Link, pray along with us, and we will see you
tomorrow.
God bless, guys.
If you'd like all our future videos emailed to you upon release, head over to kenandjanelle.com and sign up. And also, please consider joining our Patreon team. By supporting us monthly, you help continue our ministry in proclaiming the beauty of the Catholic faith to a hurting world. Every pledge makes a difference. Thank you so much for your consideration.